Welcome to Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio.
This is Linda Kirvin for Bridgerland Audubon Society. Water is a precious resource throughout the world. Most of Utah consists of arid habitats, and many users clamor for their share of the scarce moisture. Ever-growing demand challenges water managers to ensure that agriculture, cities, and nature all get their portion. Predicting and monitoring stream flow is imperative in order to know how much to hold in reservoirs or send downstream, and when to anticipate floods, enact water conservation measures, and in general provide for all users. Much of Utah's water originates in the mountain snowpack. Early in the 20th century, the Department of Agriculture constructed a series of snow courses in mountainous areas of the West. Hardy personnel periodically trekked in to measure snow depth with a long ruled stick. Water content was found by taking a core sample, weighing it, and subtracting out the weight of the metal tube. Stream gauging stations installed by the U.S. Geological Survey allowed correlation of stream flows with snowpack measures. In the 1970s, monitoring snow courses became more automated. The reporting stations were named SnowTel for snowpack telemetry. Now there are over 600 SnowTel sites in 13 western states. The measurement functions of SnowTel stations are elegantly simple and reliable. Air and soil temperatures are monitored with standard thermocouples. Water content of the snowpack is measured by its weight atop a broad, thin bladder called the snow pillow that is filled with antifreeze. The snow pillow is carefully spread on the ground. Accumulating snow presses down on the pillow, pushing some antifreeze out a connecting tube to a pressure sensor. Some SnowTel sites also measure snow depth using the autofocus technology of the digital camera. Subject distance is gauged by the time delay of an ultrasonic pulse, like sonar or hearing your voice echo back in a canyon. At a SnowTel station, a similar sensor is placed high above the expected snow line. As snow accumulates, the downward-facing sensor reports the shortening distance between it and the snow surface. SnowTel stations have batteries and a solar panel to power their hourly data transmissions. Ogden has one of two master receiving stations. Want to size up mountain snowfall from the last storm or know how warmly to dress for an outing? Just go to Utah's SnowTel information site on the web. This is Linda Kirvin for Bridgerland Audubon Society.
Wild About Utah is a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah on Utah Public Radio is made possible in part by our listeners and the Quinney College of Natural Resources at Utah State University, where students and faculty promote the sustainability of ecosystems and the communities that depend on them. Information at cnr.usu.edu.